Greetings, my cadets, my admirals, my members of the Starship Twig. This is Future Imperfect, brought to you by SFI.org, Starfleet, the world's largest Star Trek online fan club. I am Captain on the Deck, Mike the Birdman Dub, but I'm not alone as we take the nerd beatdown hammer to this episode. I'm joined with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Okay, so let me get this out of the way. The big pink Q in the room. Me and Steve have been literally trying to record this episode since about the middle of February. This is where you say, but Birdman, what the fuck? Well, allow me to explain, WTF. We have lost recordings. Steve got really busy. He's trying to buy a house. His schedule sucks. My schedule sucks. As you can hear, I'm still sick, which I found out. Evidently, I had bronchitis for the last 8 weeks and still do. And according to my doctor, this cough will not go away for another 8 weeks. They have me on some super puffer now. So, as you can see, the gods have been conspiring against us. Now, originally, me and Steve had set aside time last week to record our episodes on Captain Sisko and Captain Picard, continuing our Captain series. Well, I hate you, Internet, and I hate you, computers, because we lost the recordings. Now, we are recording this on Monday, March 31st, 2014, and we are determined to get through this. Excuse me. And the idea behind this episode is, well, kind of sharing my frustration with the Star Trek thing, considering how much it's been screwing me over recently, is me and Steve are going to look at Star Trek with a more critical eye, sort of the critic, sort of the nerd in ourselves. And people like to pit Star Wars against Star Trek. We're taking this a little bit more narrow. Is Star Trek overhyped? Is this franchise one of those things that should probably just be left in the dirt and be a relic of our parents' past? Because the latest Star Trek movie, Star Trek In the Darkness, did not win over critics, and it performed okay at the box office, but not as well as it possibly could. And that's where we find ourselves starting with today's episode. We're just kind of spitballing today. Today's episode is nothing but opinions, and we're going to be a little bit harsh here. Now, let's start this out by saying me and Steve, we love Star Trek. It's one of those things.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like one of those shows. It can be a comfort show. Like, I know if I want something Trekkie and I want to feel good, I can watch Star Trek First Contact and enjoy it every single time. The best of both worlds. And episodes like that, I really enjoy it. But there are times when Trek kind of pisses me off. Almost any time Captain Kirk chews scenery, or when we get an O'Brien Must Suffer episode in DS9. Or we get stupid holodeck adventure number 97 on Voyager. So there are many ways to take the Star Trek franchise. So I guess, Steve, where do we start with the ritualistic beating of Star Trek?
I think the latest reboot.
Yeah, certain things went right. Certain things went wrong with the reboot. Now, J.J. Abrams, he's a competent director. He's even, dare I say, a good director. This guy's done Alias. He's done Lost. He made the first Star Trek reboot really cool. And in fact, established that both these Trek universes can exist. One is just simply a parallel timeline. And the Star Trek main universe still exists. And we still have a link to it via Leonard Nimoy's Spock character existing in the new Trek universe, living on new Vulcan, establishing a new Vulcan colony there, which does create some interesting continuity issues for the new rebooted Trek, or sorry, the Trek Prime timeline, which we're affectionately going to call it. It was very stylish. Very, very stylish. In fact, gone are phasers where they're little beams, where they're constant streams of light, like a pulse laser, if you will. Now they're rapid-fire laser bolts. Gone are the big starship battles where they seem like two epic pirate ships, if you will, battling on the ocean, firing all their guns at the broadside. Now we're going to be getting these hyperkinetic dogfights. And then there's the characterizations. Mostly right on, some liberties being changed. In fact, I think, is this the first time we've learned Uhura's first name?
Yes.
Yeah, so they gave Uhura a first name, and Kirk hooks up with a green-skinned ginger, who I might add was also kind of hot.
Yes.
But certain people loved it, certain people hated it. I guess, Steve, where do you fall on this one?
The reboot, I was completely fine with. I liked the reboot. I liked what it was. I didn't have a problem with what it was trying to accomplish. In no means did I wish that they would have done anything different, because I think that they did do what they accomplished, which was revitalize the franchise. However, that being said, I don't necessarily think that they should have, because now, instead of putting it in its native form of TV, where it should be serialized week to week, it's been bastardized like most of Hollywood. I mean, if you look at Ninja Turtles, or you look at Transformers, or you look at pretty much anything from our childhood, it's being bastardized into a film franchise where they continuously beat a dead horse, play the same storyline, or it's like a never-ending battle. It's just nothing ends up making sense by the end of it.
See, one of the things that I didn't much care for in the rebooted Trek universe is, I will say, the first movie, it blazed a new path. It told a new story. That I really liked. And they didn't rely on old tropes like Klingons or the Borg or the Tholians or anything like that. It was simply that story. It was a Romulan thing, which is fine, but it originated in our universe, quote unquote, into the new one, and it told something new. Now, with Star Trek Into Darkness, you gave us a shitty version of Wrath of Khan as told by someone who's watched entirely too many Michael Bay movies. In my opinion, it was style over substance in Star Trek Into Darkness. And it's the only Star Trek movie I've only ever watched once. I've seen Insurrection more times than I've seen Into Darkness. And that should tell you something. It's not.
I've seen both of them the same amount.
And it's not that it's terrible. It's not like it's unfathomably watchable. But the fact that you would take certain scenes, like Kirk's iconic scene with Spock, and reverse it. Okay, kind of a neat idea in a fanboy's mind. But to actually put that to film, I think that was a big, big fucking mistake. Zachary Quinto is a good actor. I thoroughly enjoy it. I thought he was wicked on Heroes. And I think he's a pretty good Mr. Spock. But at the same time, having Zachary Quinto scream Khan, it's so not cool.
Well, that whole movie was lazy. It just was. I mean, there was the writing for it, they had, and this is kind of getting into the Into Darkness, they had potential to make Starfleet look like this big bad organization, which they started to, and then it's like they forgot their focus and switched gears to Khan, and he had, the super blood, let's throw the Tribble in for, you know, nods, and when they hadn't encountered him yet, have this gargantuan starship. Let's not include the rest of the fleet. That's not, you know, all of a sudden, you know, all of these plot devices from the first film and just random picks from the original continuities of pretty much all 10 movies were in this film. And especially coming heavily from Space Seed and Wrath of Khan and the motion picture in terms of some of the elements that were shown in there. Reusing dialogue and swapping, this is what you would have said. Oh, this is what you would have said. It's just lazy writing. I feel like any time that they reboot a franchise, whether it's Transformers, whether it's Star Trek or any of those kind of things, and I think it's a lot to do with the writing, because they go with these people that have never written for it before, which I can understand from the Hollywood standpoint, but at the same time, you get people like Orci and Kurtzman that they sit on a franchise. Yeah, they're being paid handsomely to do it, and I understand that. But they're also milking it for all it's got, and it's like they run out of steam after they reboot it initially, and then they're like, oh, what can we just pull in from continuity?
Well, yeah, because they knew Khan was a popular character, and people were like, oh, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. See, we talked about this a couple, like I guess about a year ago, with Leo and Nick, and we were talking about where the franchise needs to go with the movie, and we were talking about, well, what if they fought, you know, the Tholians or something like that, fight the Orion Pirates, really make them a threat, other than just like a throwaway reference. And it could have been really awesome. And I think the fact that they try to build up Starfleet or this militant arm of Starfleet is something scary and dangerous with like Peter Weller's character. That's the movie I would have liked to see. Fuck this Khan shit. And the thing is, for months, they tried to tell us, oh, he's not Khan. He's not Khan. Fuck off, guys. I mean, like, it's one thing to want to get the public excited. It's another thing to treat us like we're fucking mentally stupid. You know what I mean? And just, it just, you're right. It felt lazy. And half the performances in that movie even felt phoned in. I genuinely think the only person that was having fun during that movie was Zachary Quinto.
Well, yeah, he had pretty much the most stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, that was his movie. I mean, nothing against, who's the guy that plays Kirk again?
Chris Pine,
that's what I thought. There's nothing wrong with what he does. It just feels like Spock gets more to do. He gets the big action sequence. He gets the big fight with Khan on top of the garbage scow. And everybody else just seems to be there as a cameo, really. And why the hell was Scotty marginalized? He's barely.
I know, that
in the
was total.
Movie.
That was totally batshit crazy. Why would you do that to such an iconic character?
And the fact that you have, think of the actor's name now. Now it's going to drive me nuts. Simon Pegg, a comedic genius. You could have had so much more for him to do. Even if it was just funny stuff, you dropped the ball on that one. So. So for people hating Trek, I can see why. Now, at the same time, I felt like the updates maybe was trying too hard to make it more in line with, I feel, the Star Wars prequels.
I can see that, but part of what, I mean, yeah, the 60s show is extremely dated. I get that. And I did really love the shininess of the new continuity. You know, yeah, things happen differently, so they had to rush to advance sooner rather than later. And I'm sure that they recovered some, you know, statistics from the Romulan ship that came from our regular 24th century. So, I mean, yeah, that could have revolutionized things because it happened when Kirk was being born instead of way later. So, yeah, they could have advanced. But there were so many problems with this new reboot, just scientifically.
I mean,
if you're a fan of the old Trek, they perfectly explain, because you have people that understand science, just basic science. And with this franchise, they totally screwed it up. I mean, you look at the Enterprise could never be truly built on Earth.
Yeah, no, because it would break under its own weight.
Yeah, I mean, it barely could survive getting in an atmosphere of a planet, not sitting underwater.
Yeah, because the weight of the water would crush it.
Yeah, so I mean, you get all these little stupid MacGuffins in there that they just kind of throw in, or the super blood, or, you know, so, oh, nobody's going to ever die. There's no disease. It just lived forever. Let's just use the Superman blood. And yeah, I know it's bashing on that. And the old continuity is not perfect either. But it just seems like the newer, it's like they're trying to serialize it more, turn it into just any of these franchise film series, instead of trying to put it where it's naturally good, is on television. The film should be a natural expansion of the television series, not the other way around.
Yeah, because now they've set the bar so ludicrously high to get a TV series. And the only other series I can think of that's, this is just off the top of my head, where it starts with a movie, then gets a TV show, would be Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Avengers.
Which, yeah, that works, but they've also kind of, they've had numerous people come to the playground of Star Trek wanting to turn this into a TV series again. I mean, Abrams wanted to do it. Brian Fuller wanted to do it, which I wouldn't let him touch it, honestly. But, you know, you have all these guys that wanted to bring it back to television, and CBS, Paramount are like, nope, we're sticking with film. Screw that. And you get people like Michael Dorn wanting to create a Worf series in the old continuity. And then you got the guys from Star Trek Continues, continuing the 5-year mission. And then you have, you know, Renegades continuing in the 24th century. And I mean, why not air all those on television? It's already created material. It already meshes with the original continuity, which, you know, it's people that are enthusiastic with it. And it's people that understand the science of Star Trek.
Yeah, it just, I felt like maybe the movies, as successful as they are financially, I wonder if it was a step backwards in terms of getting a new television series on the air. Because now, once again, the bar has been set so high. Who do you have approach this series? Because now you've introduced these darker elements into it. Would it be as successful? Because I think the bar, once again, like I said, the bar being so high, you look at something like, say, the reimagined Battlestar Galactica. That's a pretty gritty sci-fi series that gets a lot of the science right. And I'm trying to think of other sci-fi dramas. Battlestar is the only thing I can think of from the last couple of years that really worked. So if you were to put a new Star Trek on TV, do you follow something like that? I mean, do you try and tell those big stories? And the thing is, because you've started with a film franchise, how are you going to book Carl Urban on a consistent basis? How are you going to book Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, all these big actors to a television budget? It's not going to happen. It's different with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because Clark Gregg is a fantastic character actor. Character actor means you play a very specific role. That's what you're typecast as. People believe that's what you do. It's doable. It's literally who you are. And it works there because you can cast unknowns there. With Star Trek, we expect the crew of the Enterprise. In the rare cases, we got DS9, which was Captain Sisko, and we got Voyager, which was Captain Janeway. Other than that, it was Kirk, Picard, and Archer, all captains of the Enterprise. So by doing this, you're right, Steve, they shot themselves in the foot. Man, we've ragged on this.
I mean, Star Trek, let's face it, the last 10 years have not been kind to the franchise. You look at Voyager, ever since Voyager's swan song, and then Enterprise kind of died a painful death because UPN was going away. And then you had, you know, the ratings kind of drop off and get an unsuccessful, you know, quick slap with the holodeck to cut it loose. And then they let it die for years and brought it back with the reboot in 2009. And then in, 2013?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2013. They bring it back 4 years after the rebooted movie. I'm sorry, but if you're trying to keep it as a film franchise, you need to be popping these babies out every year and a half, or at least every 2 years. You know, look at Star Wars, or look at, you know, Lord of the Rings. They're hitting while the iron's hot, hitting it every year. There's a film coming out. You know, you look at Hunger Games. You have a film coming out every year at the same time. So, I mean, it's one of those things that if you're going to do it, just do it. But if you're going to sit there and kind of hee-haw around with it for 4 years, it's not really worth even messing with. Cause I mean, when are we going to get the next one? 2017, 2016. I mean, that's another 4 or 5 years. That's not even that's ridiculous. They're just beating the franchise.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of at the time, will people give a shit?
Well, I mean, especially with Star Wars coming back.
Yeah.
I mean,
every year.
Star Wars, yeah, in the late 90s they came out with the new trilogy, 99, and then for the next couple years they came out with that. And then they re-released the prequel, the original trilogy in remaster, and then have been milking the crap out of it since with animated series, keeping it in public eye. And now that Disney owns it, they're going to pop them out every year. You're going to have a 7 an origin story, 8 an origin story, 9 an origin story. I mean, they're going to keep it in your face. So, I mean, who the hell's going to care about Star Trek at this point?
Yeah, because the thing is, they're trying they have it aimed at kids, but they're still trying to talk to our parents. And it doesn't work. It
Well,
really doesn't.
I mean, for instance, my mom and my dad grew up on Star Trek, which is how I have such a strong love for Star Trek. And my dad doesn't want care for the new ones. My mom tried watching them, and then I tried explaining some of it to her, and she's like, "That just sounds horrible." She's like, "I don't even want to see it." And it's, I understand the need for change and updating and everything. I totally get that. And I like it for what it is. But I think they're bastardizing the franchise, and that's kind of what's causing it to die. Like my wife, for instance, didn't mind the rebooted movie. 20 minutes into Darkness, she had the film figured out because the writing is so sloppy. And then she's like, "I really don't need to see the rest of this movie."
Yeah, it's just.
And she hates Star Trek. So, I mean, for her to sit there and watch the first movie and enjoy it for what it was, and then sit through the punishment that was the second film, and then, or at least part of it, they missed an opportunity to gain new watchers of it, but they've also kind of alienated people like us, who will
Yeah.
support it because it's Star Trek, but not like it because they've done what they've done.
Yeah, because we are the old guard. We are the old guard. We also have the most disposable income, but we're not the most easily influenced. Where our numbers are starting to shrink, whereas the up and coming kids and whatever, they're still young, they're still impressionable. There's still a chance to make them lifelong Trek fans. So their work is definitely cut out for them now. It's just, I don't know. And to look at other parts of Star Trek, we have to examine some of the other television series. And to be brutally honest, there are bad episodes of everything.
Yes.
For example, I can think there are some episodes of TNG I just won't watch because they're fucking boring.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of them are early on.
Yeah, like.
The more Roddenberry had his hands on TNG, I mean, I understood what they did with the original series. That was groundbreaking at the time. And to be truthful, it was very dated by the 60s. Whereas TNG started out a little bit dated. And then after Rick Berman took over, even though people have panned him for various things, I think that the franchise thrived
Yeah.
because he spawned three series out of it.
Yeah, like he made Star Trek more than just the Enterprise. And like it grew beyond just
Well,
what that was.
he broadened the horizon of the universe. I mean, you have DS9 and you have Voyager, one exploring one complete end, opposite end of the universe, and then one, kind of the middle ground.
Yeah, there are also episodes. Actually, for a long time, I didn't watch Star Trek DS9 because it was so heavy serialized that you couldn't miss episodes. Like, there's one, at least according to Netflix, because I haven't finished the series yet. There's one episode arc that's like 7 or 8 episodes long. That's like almost half a season because it's like episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and it's labeled on Netflix. And there are parts I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I got lost. And for the longest time, I hated Sisko. I hated Major Kira. Only people I liked were Bashir and O'Brien and Odo. Everybody else was like, man, can you people fucking smile? Or something like that? Or can something happen? And I hated it. And even Voyager, my beloved Voyager. Oh my God, if you rely on the holodeck one more time, or the
I know, that was such a cop out.
I mean, the Captain Proton things were fun. That was cool, but the fucking that thing in Ireland, or the stupid Leonardo da Vinci, as much as I enjoy the guy from Sliders and the guy from Lord of the Rings, John Rhys Davies. No, you don't waste potential on that. And making the Borg a bitch? Like, you took what potentially one of the scariest new villains in sci-fi, arguably as powerful as the Daleks, if not more so, and they were beat by a simple human. Now, I realize that's the triumph of human nature over technology and overcoming the swarm. But at the same time, the way Janeway beat the Borg, Janeway got the Borg to negotiate. The Borg on TNG would not negotiate. They would assimilate your ass and keep going to Sector 0001. Here the Borg are like, maybe you have a point. Let's have a conversation. No. Like,
the Borg doesn't talk. Yeah. They just do what they're going to do. It's a programmed response.
Yeah, it's a force of nature. You don't argue with the hurricane to not wreck your house. It doesn't work like that. And just... Now I'm mad. It's just like there are so many things that just got wrong. And with the original series, I've said this before. I'll say it here. Fuck, man. I've tried. I can't get into it. Like, I want to enjoy this. I feel like this is a part of my sci-fi heritage. As a geek, this should be my card to be able to quote at least one episode of Star Trek. You know how many episodes of the original series I like? Two. The episode with the guy who's like Q Tremaine. And the Tribbles episode. Now, I don't remember the names of the other ones. I know there was one where they deal with a crime planet, where they think it's all the 1920s. That one was okay. And I haven't seen City on the Edge of Forever, and I haven't seen the Doomsday Machine, or I haven't seen any of the really big iconic episodes. But what
I've seen... Those are definitely ones that you have to see.
Yeah, but of the loose ones I've seen, I just don't care. And I want to, because I interviewed Vic Mignola probably about, I guess it'd probably be about a year ago, give or take. And I just couldn't do it. Like, I tried to really like this show, and I just, maybe it's one of those things I just have to try and try again. And I'm trying to think of other things about Star Trek that can kind of piss you off. Because there's a lot. My wife has described the show as nothing but talking on the bridge. Which
my
it really
wife
is.
Did the same thing. She said that the reason she can't stand it is because all they do is sit there on this one room.
Which is kind of funny when you really think about it, but it is kind of true. That's all that really happens. And it's not that it's bad, because Battlestar Galactica has moments where it's just them sitting in ops, or they're in the Viper Bay or something like that, or they're on the presidential promenade talking. You know, that's what sci-fi is. Sci-fi is a lot of talking. Hell, Breaking Bad is a lot of talking, and it's one of the greatest television shows ever. So it's, I don't know, like, and that's the thing, though, with Star Trek, there are some genuinely cool emotional episodes where they're really meant to touch you in a very specific way, but I find even though that's supposed to happen, a lot of the episodes are like, oh, that was a neat idea. Very rarely does it cross into the realm of that's a cool idea. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
yeah,
it's sci-fi, but it's very run-of-the-mill. And I think a lot of Star Trek gets a pass because of the original series and those six movies. Because people, like our parents, loved it so much. Now,
I find that with the original series, though, that the films are the best part.
Oh, God, yes. Except for the first one. Fuck that movie.
The first one, yeah, it was bad.
It was boring as shit. Nothing happened!
Yeah, I agree with you. I can watch it on subsequent watchings now, but it's batshit terrible. Just like Five, stuff happens. Oh, what does God need with a starship?
See, I kind of like Five, but only because it is so
it's hokey and stupid. It's funny.
Exactly.
Because it's like the original series.
Yeah, it's just sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
But 2, 4, and 6 are the best ones out of the first 6 films.
Oh yeah, like, and with Star Trek, the Star Trek The Next Generation movies, the best ones out of that are First Contact and Nemesis. And the only one you really need to see is First Contact.
Because yeah, that's actually the strongest one out of the whole thing.
Yeah, because Nemesis is just okay. I mean, it's the final original universe movie, and I felt it went out on such a whimper. I really wish we'd gotten a Voyager movie or a DS9 movie. I would love to have seen Captain Sisko come back from the fire caves and, you know, really kick some ass. That would have been really cool. And it would have been awesome to see them take the final fight to the Dominion or something like that, or wipe out the Vorta or some shit like that. I don't know. Voyager. It would have been neat to see what happened when they came home. And then they have to go out on some epic quest or something like that. I don't know. I felt like our universe got neglected after Enterprise because it left such a bad taste in people's mouths. Because that show went out on the weakest on week series finale. Oh, yeah. All happened on the holodeck. All right, let's go get, you know, yelled at by like fucking Starfleet now. It sucked. It sucked.
It did.
And the series, I mean, there are seasons of that show that are of seasons of every series of Star Trek that are wildly inconsistent, where nothing is necessarily every episode is must see. Yet there are other shows like Battlestar, for example, where you can't miss an episode. It is literally that good. Or something happens in it. With Star Trek The Next Generation, it wasn't until later on they started getting serialized and you'd see elements carry over. They'd reference past episodes. DS9, very, very much so. Like I said, you had the whole Dominion thing, and it was foreshadowed as early as season 2 with Kor talking about the Dominion when he has to get some wine to them or something. And with Voyager, you always had... We have to get home. And they always kept driving home this 70,000 light years back to the Alpha Quadrant, back to the edge of the Alpha Quadrant. And yet when you hear them talk in other episodes of TNG, etc., you hear them talk about vast distances like they can cross it in a week. Like the measurements were never consistent.
No.
And that...
Well, it's like the warp levels. They were never consistent.
Yeah,
I mean... Or they consistently change, even though it was the same series.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, geez, guys, really? Another thing that I think really makes Star Trek weak now is none of the merchandise is must-have.
Not really.
Yeah, because you think about it, Star Trek, the original Star Trek, the reboot, those toys were peg warmers.
Well, everything that, and the thing that's funny about it is Playmates made all of the stuff for everything Star Trek since the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Or late 80s. But anyways, they've gotten progressively better with their moldings and everything else, but I think that the quality of the equipment in the newer films were shit.
Yeah.
So they really didn't have much to work with, so there was really no... I mean, yeah, they may have pulled out a phaser at one point and the communicators at one point, but... How often did you really see it? Yeah. Maybe one scene, and then you were like, I mean, it doesn't mean anything to you. Whereas in the original series, about every 10 minutes, they were popping out that thing going, Scotty, I need this, or beam me up, Scotty, or, you know, down here the planet is blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So there's some reason to have, you know, the comm badges or the phasers, or you'd see, you know, a big firefight. I mean, there were all different reasons to have it in the past, whereas now, I mean... I love the communicators and the phasers from the original series on up, but I feel as the new franchise, like the new reboot franchise, nothing in it called my name to actually own. I find I like going back and getting the older stuff more than I like getting any of the new stuff.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It didn't blow me away, and that's what sucks. I really wanted something special out of it. And sometimes I think about my love for Star Trek, and sometimes I do question it. And I think that should be said of, like, any franchise, of anything that you love. Don't be afraid to take a look at it with a little bit of a closer eye. Because you will see flaws in it, and it's not necessarily a bad thing to notice flaws, because sometimes you appreciate it more. For all the things me and Steve have ragged on for the last, how long is this episode so far?
It's about 40 some minutes.
Okay, so we're over time. But there is, for every point we've made, there is a counterpoint. And I think that's the beauty of this fandom. Like the Star Wars fandom, you can have these types of conversations. You can have these open discussions. Now, where does Star Trek need to go to get out of this hype bowl that it's in right now? Because people, like I said, didn't like Into Darkness. The reboots, we don't know what's going to happen. There is no new TV series, though, with projects like Star Trek Renegades filming, with the potential to be picked up as a pilot if they show it to CBS and they like it. Maybe we'll get Trek on TV again. However, with that being said, I don't see that happening because people like you and me, Steve, are too attached to the old universe. We like what we like. And that's the problem. And I don't know. I mean, I really wish I had the words to effectively communicate what I feel. But I really wonder if Trek's time in the sun is coming to an end. Because it's not resonating like it used to.
Yeah, I... Again, as much as I love it, I don't know if I want to see them keep bastardizing the franchise. It destroys my love for it in a way that even seeing a rebooted Transformers or Ninja Turtles doesn't do, because that's completely different. Like, Star Trek is more of that intellectual side, whereas those are more of the action-y, goofy fun. Even if I may have a problem with those type franchises, at certain degrees, as far as the voicing or the designs, I don't hate them. Whereas Star Trek, I find that they've hit all the right looks and some of the right feelings of the characters, but the stories are just bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I completely agree.
And it's starting to feel more phoned in. I would equate Into Darkness like Revenge of the Fallen and Transformers.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen for the future? I have no clue. I really hope it resonates like it used to, but you're in a world where things are changing daily. We don't have the big social messages, I think, like we did back in the 60s and the 80s, right? Like, we're talking about, like, back then you could easily play the race card. Nowadays, you've got privacy issues. Race is not so much of an issue as it used to be. Some people definitely argue that. You could maybe do an episode on women's roles in the military, though I'm pretty sure Captain Janeway put that subject to bed. Stuff like that. So, I don't know. They're just, I wonder what can be done to wow these people, but I guess we're just going to have to wait and find out. So I guess, see, that's pretty much going to do it for our discussion of Star Trek or not Star Trek. So next time on the show, we're going to be talking about Captain Benjamin Sisko, leader of Star Trek's Deep Space Nine, out on the Cardassian border by the wormhole to the Gamma Quadrant. It's going to be exciting. I'm excited. You should be excited. But anyway, guys, until next time, we have been
Steve Megatron Phillips.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live long